So a key aspect then becomes, how do we strengthen the training? One way we know to strengthen it is the next item. And this also builds on the implementation model, and that is coaching and supervision. We know that it's not sufficient in most cases to provide some training and then say to people, you go out and you are on your own. There are some skills that may be sufficiently simple so that you can do that, but in most aspects, that ongoing coaching and supervision becomes critical. All data tell us that coaching and supervision are lacking, and that we used to do a much better job than we currently do with providing the supervision. Also, supervisors had a much more reasonable caseload than they do now, and that we would go beyond the supervision into a more collegial coaching process. Unfortunately, as resources have gotten tight, the money has gone almost exclusively to direct service. From a systems thinking standpoint, that produces some good short-term results. More people are seen. However, in the long term, staff do not enhance their capacity. They get burned out and aren't able to be as effective. They leave, and thus there is a reduced workforce to provide adequate services. So, the coaching and supervision have to be integrated.